The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
Wherever Islam enters into a culture, then there is a flourishing of art and literature and scholarship. And this is evident in the way that Rumi, Hafiz, and Sa'adi elevated Persian poetry. Islam has entered the English-speaking world, and English poetry, literature, and scholarship are emerging from these lands. The poet Mohja Kaf expresses the love that grows for Ramadan. Ramadan, my beloved, come to me in Ramadan. Nudge the sweet date flesh between my lips parted in sleep. My lips are parched and forsaken, my breasts pinched and dry, like little Zuleikas without Yusuf. Nourish me, my beloved. No one knows that you came to me once, a revelation joy. Date fruit, sweet flesh at sunset. Remember me in Ramadan. How I came to you like water to Hajar, like food to Maryam. How the bodies were strewn in the abandonment of sleep, and I came to you in the small hungry hours with water in the cup of my hand. You put your lips to the rims of my hand. You put your lips to the rim of my hand. Remember me in Ramadan. Remember how I loved you. Eat now and drink. Daniel Abdulhai Moore also celebrates how the Muslims fall in love with Ramadan. Jealous lover. The fast is like being so racked with love you can't eat. Tossed and wrenched and high and dry with single-minded devotion and expectation that no single bite or sip can pass our lips. Our eyes are parched, throat dry, head gone elsewhere almost entirely, and only with extreme concentration can we perform our usual tasks with anything like normality. It sweeps us off our feet. It's bigger than we are. It goes off with all our thoughts. It's a jealous lover.